Good morning, everybody. Thank you guys for being here today. So we are getting a sneak peek today of our November theme here at Sacred Chill West. And for November, we are going to talk about real life. And really what we mean by this is, how do we take our practices, our yoga practice, our meditation practice, off of the mat and into our lives? How does it help us? And for sure, where I'm going to go with this theme throughout the course of the month is into the mundane, right? Into the work and the parenthood and the daily dishes, laundry, groceries, bills. I mean, you name it, right? We have all of this that can feel heavy and a lot. We're moving into the very last piece of the year, and this part of the year, at least for me, always feels tremendously busy and overly full, right? So how does our practice help us in those moments? However, I am just back from a long weekend at Zion National Park in Utah. And it was my first experience there. I hadn't been to the desert before. I hadn't been to any of the national parks out west. I'm deeply grateful for the experience. And as we were leaving the park yesterday, I had this moment where I really realized that this was real life too. This place of indescribable beauty and a history that is so obvious you cannot help but understand the passing of time. Right? That was real life too. And, you know, so we flew into Vegas and we took a shuttle through Nevada, a little piece of Arizona, and into Utah, into this park. And the person driving the shuttle, obviously he lived there, and this is what he did for a living. Every single day he sat in the shuttle and he drove people back and forth from Las Vegas to Zion National Park. And so we're sitting sort of towards the front of the shuttle and he's driving and talking to us, and we're just sort of chit-chatting about where we're from and other places we visited. And you know, we're driving through this desert that is color and texture and vibrancy that I had never seen before. And I have my nose pressed to the glass. I'm like staring out the window, postcard image, over and over and over again. And, you know, this person was driving down the road as if he was driving down 285 here at Atlanta, like not looking out the window, just getting where he was trying to go, right? And that's not with judgment. That's just to say, for him, that was his mundane, right? Was driving on this highway through the desert. And for somebody who didn't live there, it was this moment of complete beauty. So one of my favorite teachers is a woman named Tara Brach. And I don't remember when, it was quite a while ago, but she posed this question in one of her classes. She asked, when you are on your way somewhere, can you appreciate beauty? When you're on your way somewhere, can you appreciate beauty? Right? Amidst the plans and the to-dos and the worries. And so I thought, as we set ourselves up for meditation today, we would let this be our intention. That our real life, no matter the location and no matter the time, our real life contains beauty. It contains moments of color and texture and vibrancy that either we see or we don't see. And these practices of sitting and connecting with our breath, they're practices that help us wake up. They get us out of that circular thinking that goes on in our head, out of our habits, And it asks us to notice, right? To really, excuse me, to really notice the present moment. And so we'll do that here today, finding a seat, perhaps seated on the ground, legs crossed. Maybe you're in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. You'll let your hands rest onto your lap and your eyes gently close. Sitting up tall and easy through our spines, roll your shoulders back and down. And together as a group here, a nice full inhale in and release a sigh. And we'll do that again, and inhale, filling yourself up. And a sigh, let it go. Allowing your breath to flow easily, simply. Inhales and exhales rolling through just as they want to today. And as we settle into our seat, you'll feel the muscles through your face relaxing across the forehead, the eyes, the mouth. Feeling the shoulders settle down your back. Maybe noticing the easy rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. And perhaps just sensing a sense of letting go around the heart. As if the muscles in your chest could just release a little bit. Feeling that sense of unwinding spread through the torso and the belly. Letting go of any holding on, any gripping. And your hips let go, your thighs. Until you can settle back inside your body. And as you breathe in, feeling each molecule in your body expand. And as you breathe out, each molecule letting go. Just a gentle wave here. Each inhale and expansion. Each exhale, a letting go. We gently invite our attention to rest with this breath, with this wave. Expanding, letting go. Expanding and letting go. And as we feel ourselves settle into a period of silence, I pose the question to you. Amidst all the thoughts right now, all the things left to do, the distractions, the worries, amidst it all, can you appreciate beauty? Can you appreciate this breath? And this one? taking a breath here. If you drifted away, maybe just notice where you went, where you got lost. And feeling yourself here with the breath once again. Gently drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin. Taking a moment to honor the time you carved out today to sit still, to wake up, and to appreciate beauty. Let's finish together with a breath, inhaling in. Release a sigh. Thank you guys so much for sitting today. Namaste.